Well, good morning. It is October 1st, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. We are starting a new month of Bible reading today, brand new, and again, on the home stretch of our Bible reading for 2022, October, November, December, and then we are done. We have read through the entire Bible together once again, so I praise God for that, but today on this beautiful October 1st morning, we are going to continue reading through 1 Kings chapter 3. Start the book of Ephesians once again, Ephesians chapter 1. Again, through our second read-through of the New Testament, followed by Ezekiel chapter 34, and then Psalm 83 and 84. So let's get into the word today. 1 Kings chapter 3. And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter, and brought her into the city of David, until he had made an end of building his own house, and the house of the Lord, and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places, because there was no house built unto the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father, only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast shown unto thy father, unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he hath walked before thee in truth and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast thou asked riches for thyself, nor hast thou asked the life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment, behold, I have done so according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days." And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem, and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his servants. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king, and stood before him. And the woman said, "O my lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also, and we were together. And there was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And the woman's child died in the night, because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight, and took my son from beside me, while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear." And then the other woman said, "Nay, but the living son is my son, and the dead is thy son." And this said, "No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son." And thus they spake before the king. And then said the king, "The one saith, 'This is my son that liveth, and thy son is dead.' And the other saith, 'Nay, but thy son is dead, and my son is the living.' And the king said, 'Bring me a sword.' And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, 'Divide the child, the living child, in two, and give half to the one and half to the other.' Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son, and said, 'O my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it.' But the other said, 'Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it.' And then the king answered and said, 'Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof.' And all Israel heard of this judgment, which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. That was 1 Kings chapter 3. Let's move on over to begin the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 today. Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated, according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye had believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. And wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know that what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of his glory of the inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power, then might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. That was Ephesians chapter 1. Let's move on over to Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel 34. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye wrought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered, because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. And therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves, and fed not my flocks. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the days that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places wherewith they have been scattered in the cloudy and the dark day. Then I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be, and there shall they lie in a good field, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God, I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with the judgment. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but ye must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must foul the residue with your feet? And as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. And therefore thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because ye have thrust with the side and the shoulder, and pushed all the diseased with your horns, till ye have scattered them abroad. And therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he will feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in the season, and there shall be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more and consumed with their hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen any more. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, even the power, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord God. And ye, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I am your God, saith the Lord God. That was Ezekiel chapter 34. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to read two Psalms, Psalm 83 and Psalm 84 today. Psalm 83 and 84. Psalm 83, a song of Asaph. Keep not thou silent, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, my enemies have made a tumult, and they hate thee. And they that hate thee have lifted up thy head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against the hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, and that the name of Israel may no more be in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against them. The tabernacles of Edom, the Ishmaelite, of Moab, and the Hagarnites, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek and the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher also is joined with them. They have holpen the children of Lot. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, as to the brook of Kishon, which perish at Endor, and they become as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba and as Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth a wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire. And so persecute with them with the tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded in trouble forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the most high over all the earth. Psalm 84, to the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm for the sons of Korah. How amiable are the tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valleys of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before the Lord, before God. O Lord of hosts, hear. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day is in thy courts, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of the wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withholden from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Well, amen. That was our reading today for the first day of October, October 1st, 2022. Thanks again for joining us each and every day with Bible reading. Keep it up. Stick with it. And Lord willing, like I said, I just pray it's a blessing to you each and every day. But that said, make sure to leave a reaction or a comment, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Let's start our first day of October with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you've granted to us, a day that you have made. And Lord, we thank you so much that your graces are new every day. Lord, I praise you. I thank you so much that you, Lord, we read about these passages in the Old Testament about your how you deal with wickedness, and God, how you dealt with it in a severe way. And Lord, we are reminded how much we deserve that kind of wrath, and yet you sent Jesus. Lord, as we read in Ephesians 1, you chose us. You showed your love to us in particular in a way that we do not deserve. And Lord, because of that, Lord, we know that every one of our sins are gone, that they are forgotten by you. And Lord, we don't have to fear your wrath. Lord, help us, though, to live in a way that honors and glorifies you today. Lord, I praise you so much that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. God, that we can live for you today because of all that he has done for us. And so help us to do that, Lord, starting with myself. Lord, we love you and we praise you. And I pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. May you add your blessing to the reading of this word today. Help us to look forward to tomorrow, Lord, as we come together for the preaching of your word and to fellowship together as brothers and sisters. Give us just a good day in you today, Lord, as we look forward to tomorrow. We love you and we praise you and we give you all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Bye, everybody.